Another day in the pandemic, and the records just keep falling. Yesterday, the U.S. counted more than 136,000 new cases of the coronavirus. It has never been that high in a single day. Today, more Americans are hospitalized with the disease than ever before, and Texas has now become the first state to surpass a million cases. Gene Ross is co-president of National Nurses United, which represents more than 150,000 registered nurses across the country. She's based in Bloomington, Minnesota. Gene, welcome to Here and Now.
Glad to be here.
Well, and as these numbers surge, it's important to remember that for people like you, this is a workplace issue. How vulnerable do you feel when you start your work shift each day?
I think all of our nurses feel extremely vulnerable. We have always had to struggle with our employers because we have a profit-based system in this country as to how much staff we need and whether we have enough equipment. But I think most of us believe that should it come to something as critical as a pandemic, that people would be protective of us, our employers, our government. And right now, the only hope that we have is that the public keeps helping us pressure those entities because we are not being well cared for. And we feel like we've been fed to the lions.
Hmm. Well, so just over the border from where you are in Minnesota, the governor of North Dakota just recently announced that healthcare workers infected with COVID-19 who are not showing symptoms would be allowed to continue caring for COVID patients in places like hospitals and nursing homes. It's gotten so bad that these are the types of conversations that governors and hospitals are forced to have now. But do you think that it's a good way to deal with the staffing shortages that your industry is facing?
Well, I think the public needs to understand that we started from behind when it came to staffing. So no, it isn't proper to be talking about using healthcare workers, nurses or others, that are asymptomatic but test positive because they are one of the worst spreaders. That's what one of the things that makes this virus so unique. And if you have it, you can spread it. So it's highly irresponsible for an employer to ask that of a nurse. And it was highly irresponsible for the CDC to keep downgrading its recommendations, such as that one.
Well, you do make a good point. The CDC has said this would be an acceptable alternative in the face of staffing shortages. But there may be change coming. And I know that you're pleased and your group is pleased that President-elect Joe Biden is prioritizing the pandemic already. As you know, he's announced a task force to address the issue even before he gets to the White House.
Well, he and Kamala Harris appear to be taking it very seriously. Just putting the group together of sane, rational individuals with knowledge is helpful, people who believe in science. Saying that we will have a coordinated response is something we have needed, since we nurses started talking about it in January before anybody took it seriously. We need somebody responsible that we can rely on. So we're very happy about that. We will have to continue to hold their feet to the fire. And we will continue to push for measures that this pandemic has shown us this country needs. And one of them is Medicare for all.
I hear you. And Joe Biden isn't going to be in the White House until January. So that's
correct.
Still a couple of months off. What's the danger lurking in that gap of time?
Well, you know, it's very hard to say when someone is as ill as this president is, Mr. Trump. It's hard to say what they're going to do next. We're hoping, of course, that there are still some people there who can keep an eye on him. But so far, he appears to have washed his hands of the virus, any talk about it, any plans for it. It's, again, irresponsible. It's quite repulsive to think that the president of the country doesn't care whether we live or die. I think Joe Biden can, even though he's not president yet, he's the president-elect, he can get through to people who might be able to get things in place so that we can start on day one when he is ensconced. That's my hope.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a heavy time, no doubt about it. Before I let you go, just briefly, how are you doing? You okay?
So your nurses are stressed, just like other healthcare workers and well, let's be frank, even people in the grocery stores, other frontline workers in meatpacking plants, we're all very stressed. We're used to death. We're not used to seeing so much on a daily basis. And when bodies start piling up in morgues again, as they are in El Paso, it eats at your heart, and you have to kind of push that aside and do your job, or the patients that you have in the public are in even more danger. So we'll keep our spirits up, but we are telling the public, you need to listen to us and to the scientists. You really do. You need to mask. Masking saves lives. Staying apart saves lives. So we don't have to be guessing anymore. We know what to do.
Gene Ross, co-president of the National Nurses United, the largest union of registered nurses in the country. Thanks for what you do.
You're
we would be
welcome.
In a much worse place without you.
Well, as you said, it's what we do.